And if I'm right, and this isn't a volume of poetry, and of course it would make a lovely frontispiece or somewhere in the volume accompanying these poems evoking the young woman's beauty and her innocence, etc., etc. So, these would be presented to the young woman in question. They probably then would go on a shelf. You'd look at them, they'd be delightful, but they'd be part of a kind of suite of aristocratic things, and unlike jewellery, you couldn't wear them. So they're probably relatively useless in that sense. So they lived for the moment of presentation, would be wondrous, might be looked at. But one reason you wouldn't know about this portrait is to have a Leonardo portrait sitting in a library in a book of not very brilliant poetry. It just sort of gets lost. So we can get that hypothetical function for it. What would be really nice, of course, would be to discover the book it's cut out of, but the chances are it was cut out of the book because somebody wanted the portrait but didn't want the book, so we can imagine it was probably the book of poems was ditched at that point.
So Martin, you were saying at the beginning that you had a sense of immediate recognition that made this painting, this picture, different from all of the other things that you had seen and the different attributions that had been presented to you. After you've looked at it more closely and gone through different methods of analysis, how do you feel about the picture now?
Yeah, well, you go through all this process of looking for negatives, which you have to keep doing. But at a certain point, it all adds up. And the delight that I had in when I first saw it has been reinforced enormously. And I'm absolutely convinced. I think it's rock solid. But above all, it is thrilling to look at. It's been restored as you know, it's an old object. And we're not going to look very good after 500 years. So, but it is just thrilling still. It has an enormous freshness, a delicacy. And in the when you look at it in itself, this extraordinary presence. I've seen the Mona Lisa out of its frame. I've seen all the Louvre pictures out of their frames. I've seen the Cecilia Gallerani out of its frame. And all of them have, not mystically inclined, but all of them have a kind of inner life that the sitters seem to live. And very few artists can do that. Rembrandt can do it. Bernini can do it in sculpture. But the numbers who get that uncanny sense of a presence embedded in the picture, a living presence. And this very much has that. It has the delicacy, it has the vibrancy, which I think will give generations of viewers enormous, enormous pleasure.